Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's Pastor Phokazi Sondishe with Manifest, back-to-back with Yolando Adams. And Through the Storms, it takes us down to 25 minutes to 2 o'clock. And I don't make promises that I don't deliver on. Don't you know me by now? Because that's how I roll. Made a promise to you earlier on that, of course, Dr. J's not coming in. But the good news is that he has St. Pastor Mark Simons our way, all the way from the United States of America. Good afternoon, Pastor Mark.
Good afternoon. What an exciting thing to do.
It is. I can imagine. Were you aware, or is it just one of those where Dr. J is like, hey, you give me a break, you take over?
Surprise. Surprise. This is what you're doing today.
I can imagine.
He doesn't give you time to say no.
No, so. Of course. It's not really a question. I think when such anointing lands on our shores, why not?
What a privilege. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely beautiful, Dr. Jake. I almost said Dr. Jake.
I'm not a doctor. He may be a doctor. I'm just a pastor. So,
Pastor Mark, thank you so much then for honoring this invitation. You know, a time of just sharing the word with saints. It's really, really a beautiful moment for us where we get to learn on the word of God. So what has the Lord placed in your heart for us this afternoon? But I think even before we get to that, it would really be lovely, Pastor Mark, to know who you are.
Okay.
So a brief
again,
intro.
I'm born and bred in New Mexico in America.
It's
a state north of Mexico, and family's been here a long time. I serve in Texas now, Jan Lee Baptist Church. I've been there almost 21 years.
Sure.
We're a small little church congregation, but small but powerful, right? And we've sent a team over here from came with the Fred McDonald and a group out of New Mexico for several years. But this is the first time we've come on our own as a church. And there's five of us that have come this time to do vacation Bible schools. I have a wife named Kathy, two children, son and a daughter, and five grandchildren. And
five grandchildren.
Son-in-law.
they gave five you a bigger number. They gave you a bigger number than what you gave your parents.
Yeah, absolutely. You're glad about that. Grandchildren are much better than children.
Definitely.
So, much more fun.
That's
who I am.
Oh, absolutely amazing, Dr. Mark. I think let me give over to you so that I don't steal much of your time.
Okay. All right. Well, Julius and, you know, coming over talked, and we talked about different things that he was important to him coming in. And it's what a privilege to be able to preach at his church, that he's allowed me that opportunity to come. I like to preach. When God called me to the ministry, I was arguing, I can't do that. but it's kind of like, I mean, wouldn't compare myself to Moses in any other way other than I didn't want to do just like Moses didn't want to do. But what a privilege to be able to stand on the pulpit and to preach. And we talked about stewardship. He talked about just the need. And you know, so often in our country, when somebody mentions the word stewardship, they think, oh, he just wants my money. But it's so deeper than that. It's
true
than that. And I'm preaching out of last Sunday and this coming Sunday out of Galatians 6, 1 through 10. And I was just that statement last week about where it says, those of you who are spiritual, those of you who are spiritual. And I told the congregation last week, I said, one of my deacons that I made a visit to a woman who said at one time she'd been a part of our church that had fallen away, and we went and made that visit. And we went and asked her about, you know, just introduced ourselves to her. And she told us, she said, well, I'm spiritual, not religious.
Oh.
And I imagine lots of people that I'm spiritual, but not religious. And when we left, my deacon asked me, what does that mean? And I said, it means she's not coming to church.
Because I'm also asking myself, I'm like, what does that even mean? I think I've heard it, but I've never made sense of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's and kind of where I went with that there are all kinds of spiritual people in the Bible that are not good. Hmm. You know, one of my favorite stories in the Bible was Luke 8. It's in the other Gospels as well, but of Jesus and the demoniac, the demon-possessed man, the Gentile man. And I that guy was spiritual. Hmm. I mean, he had a legion of demons and spiritual beings that were living inside of him.
Yep.
He was spiritual, but they were going to destroy him.
Sure.
They were going to destroy him. And so just to be spiritual. So we took that. What does Christian spirituality mean? What does that mean? It's something different than one of the lessons we're teaching this vacation we're doing right now is on Elijah and the prophets of Baal, that story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And, you know, the prophets of Baal, I'm sure that was demonic. They were, when they got challenged that contest of who the real God is, and
yep.
They went and set up their altar and they're dancing around and cutting themselves and making all kind of noise and commotion. And Elijah was taunting them a little bit. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
But when Elijah's turn came, he prayed just a simple prayer. God, reveal yourself. And I'm paraphrasing that, but basically, show them who you are. And that was and fire from heaven came down and consumed the altar. And Christian spirituality is just, it is religious. And I think that's the other thing. It's always, when you look at Galatians 6, those of you who are spiritual, and everything else is in the context of community.
Mm.
Always, it's Christian spirituality, always in the context of community.
True.
I've had people say, I don't like Jesus, but I don't like the church. Well,
sure.
That.
but what does Jesus say?
I always say this. When Apostle Paul, when the Saul of Tarsus was persecuting the church, and it says in Acts that he was persecuting, going after the church.
Hmm.
When he has an encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus, Jesus doesn't say, Paul, Paul, or Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting my church?
Mm-hmm.
He says, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
Sure.
That's how personal that was.
Sure. I've never thought of that.
I think I've always believed that persecution was going to stop that day, one way or the other, with Paul.
Yep.
Paul was either going to pray to Jesus or Paul was going to stop because he was bent. He was bent on destroying the church.
Sure.
And it's a dangerous place to be when you're standing in the way of God's plan.
Sure.
The most dangerous
place. I've never actually given thought, Dr. Mark, on the whole, why are you persecuting me as opposed to why are you persecuting the church? Because the church is Jesus Christ, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
We're his bride.
Mm.
You know, I mean, you know, that's, you know, sometimes we're not a very pretty bride. sometimes we're not even be a very faithful bride.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change the fact that we're his bride.
We remain his bride.
Nobody messes with my bride. Nobody messes with my wife. And, that reality that it's in the context of community that we're going to live out our spirituality. And Sunday I'll preach on we talked about that idea of being spiritual, but we'll talk about the verbs in that passage, what we do, because Christian spirituality also not only community, but in some type of action. There's mm-hmm. always some kind of action.
Yeah.
That goes with that, restoring people who are fallen, helping those up who've fallen, of bearing one another's burdens, of carrying our own load, of examining ourselves, of sharing with the pastor, being good, you know, sowing good things. And so it's always lived in, out in that. So that's kind of the heart of the message. I don't know if that any thoughts, any questions you have.
Actually, a comment as you were just sharing, talking about the lady that said she's spiritual. You know, I was reminded of a period of my life actually where I said, I think something had happened in South Africa that was very controversial. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I felt at that moment, I felt very offended because I felt the body of Christ didn't want to address that issue. It was, you know, people were tiptoeing, hey, it's a man of God, you know, touch not the anointed mm-hmm. one. But at that point, there was foul play. And I remember saying to a local pastor where I was assisting, wasn't even my home church, I was assisting with the worship, and I said, mm-hmm. I'm not okay with the church right now. I'm not okay. I'm really not okay even with how we choose to handle things, because it means as a female in church, I'm not safe myself. And for the longest time, mm-hmm. I sat at home feeling justified because I was like, no, we can't handle things which are crimes in the church as if, hey, let's just discuss it. It's okay. We end it there. I remember feeling there was injustice in the church. And one day, actually, I thought to myself, but if the likes of you, Pastor Mark, also withdrew and decided, I'm spiritual, but I don't need to go to church, would we still be preaching the gospel as effectively as we do right now? How many souls would be reached if each person decided to keep to themselves? And that's what actually got me up my chair. And I was like, hey, go back to church. Right. The reality and the truth is we're all fallible people inside the church.
Yeah.
We're not going to agree all the time.
I think God sees that injustice. He sees that. You know, we've had that problem with my own convention.
Yeah.
Or what you're describing. And, you know, I will tell you, we had we're in a convention of churches, and we have an annual meeting. And a few years ago, there were some people that were kind of wanting to sweep some things under the rug, so to speak. And from the floor of the convention, the small churches rose up and said, no, you won't.
Yeah.
No, you won't. You'll address
sure.
And it made some leaders unhappy, but we carry a weight in that vote.
Mm.
And we voted, no, you're going to address it because it's wrong.
Yeah.
And so sometimes sometimes it has to come from that grassroots, that idea. You hear the dogs barking.
They really want to be. They really want to be heard. And they've been quiet all this time.
Well, they're upset about something, I had a thought and the dogs took away. Maybe that was God telling me.
We're losing you there, Dr. Mark, Pastor Mark.
I'm getting old.
Okay, the sound is lost right there. But okay, let's see if we can connect. Pastor Mark is still there? All right, I'm not too sure why. The connection is not the best right now. All right, I think he's back.
You can hear me, right?
Yes, Pastor Mark. I can hear you. Oh, and we lost him right there and then. But whew, that's a really good food for thought, actually. Because how many times do we really think to ourselves, I'm just not okay with the church. But hey, what is Pastor Mark saying today? Christ is the church. Pastor Mark, welcome back.
Here we are. Yay. Okay. Good.
You're back. And yes, as we wrap up, I'm looking at our time. Yes.
You say that again?
No, I'm saying as we wrap up, yes, you're back again on air.
Yes, I am. Yes, we're back. Okay.
So, yeah, we can wrap up now. I'm just looking at the time.
Okay. Can I just say this just as I close and everything? I went back and talking about being Jesus was in Luke 4, it talks about Jesus being full of the Holy Spirit and being led by the Holy Spirit. And we know he's God on earth. God met the God-man, fully God, fully man. And as we're filled with the Spirit, I think the biggest thing, I read this the other day and I liked it. It just said the idea of to being Jesus' disciple and to be under his lordship is just to be with Jesus, to be like Jesus and to do what Jesus did. I think that's the essence of Christian spirituality, to be like Jesus, to be with Jesus, to be like Jesus and to do what Jesus did. And I think that as we surrender and deny ourselves, take up our cross daily and follow him, we become spiritual. Sons of Christ. So, thank you for having me.
Thank you. You can pray for us before you run out, Pastor Mike.
Okay. All right. Heavenly Father, we just we come right now and just acknowledge you that you are God. And we also acknowledge that we're not. Father, you're the great and awesome God who created and made all of everything. We get to know you. What a privilege that we get to know you and call you Father. Yes, Lord. We can know you in that intimate sense, but even more than that, as friend. What a joy. Father, I pray today for what we're doing here in South Africa, the privilege of being able to come to this country. I thank you for my church back home for their support in funding this and supporting this mission. I pray for the children that we're ministering to right now, that, Father, they are able to hear the gospel, the good news, and respond to that. I pray for this radio program and for this sister, Lord, that in Christ, that you bless this program, that you use it to your glory and to in a mighty way, Lord. We thank you for including us in your plan and that our life has eternal purpose, Father, in everything we do. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Mark. Really thankful for your time. I know you guys are really busy, but we're grateful for taking out of your busy time.
Allowing me to come on.
Oh, God bless and have a great afternoon.
Okay, bless you. God bless you.
Where's Dr. J? Is he around?
Me too. He is. He's right here.
We want to see Faze. Show Faze and say hi to your family, Dr. J. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate you. See you next week, Dr. J.
Thank you. Bye for now.
File go dira tse dikgolo fa ile ya tloafalo ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ganaga.
Join Given and Shaul for I Am Live every Friday evening at 6. Here they welcome young South Africans to engage in insightful conversations and meaningful discussions about issues that matter. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 AM or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.